Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Everybody good? Yeah.
I'm trying to be cool
like Uncle Steve, you know, so I thought I'd put some shades on. Bring the prank to y'all in a different kind of way, you feel me?
You would do way more than them glasses. Cause what I got drips off me, it ain't in the glass.
Be encouraging.
Ain't nothing dripping on me right now. Y'all don't see nothing dripping? Ain't no sexy dripping?
Bro, I don't even like you talking to me like this, dog.
You know what? Just forget it, man. Just forget it.
See how that ain't work out? You can't hold. See, you can't hold, dog. That's the problem.
He's not committed.
Yeah. Let's begin. Yeah, just be who you are. You ignorant. Why are you trying to get out the category?
All right, here it is. The prank of the day. Adult daycare. Adult daycare. All right? Let's try that on for a minute. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Sharon, please.
Yes, this is Sharon.
Miss Sharon, my name is Evan. I'm giving you a call from adult daycare.
Okay.
Adult daycare. My name is Evan, and I got your number and all your information here on file. It looks like you're going to be joining us starting on Monday, so we're excited to have you. And I want to just give you a call and kind of give you the lay of the land of what we have here and how much fun you're going to have being here most of the day with us. So from my understanding, you're going to be here probably the majority of this year.
What are you talking about being there? Where?
Here at the adult daycare.
Adult daycare. Where's that? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Evan? Is that what you said your name is? Evan?
My name is Evan. Yes, ma'am. And okay. Your daughter is Diane?
Diane. That's my daughter. You know my daughters?
Yes. Well, she's the one that has you signed up. You're going to be at the adult daycare, so I'm assuming she's going to be dropping you off every morning.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Evan. Evan, hang on a second, all right? First of all, I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. I don't know how the f- you know who my daughter is. But this is really inappropriate and weird. And like you trying to get what do you want? You want money from me? Are you like a solicitor?
No, ma'am. No, not at all, Miss Sharon. Your daughter has signed you up to be here at the adult daycare during the day. So
no,
she's going to...
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no way she would do that. Adult daycare? What do I need adult daycare for? For what?
Evidently, are you home alone most of the time during the day?
Who cares if I'm home alone? Why are you asking me that? You trying to break into my house?
No.
I don't know who you are, man. Okay. Look, I'm hooked up to that 911 stuff thing. Like, I could just do a panic call right now, and they'll trace this call, and they will come to you and arrest you because you're harassing me.
Okay, Miss Sharon, I'm not harassing you. Your daughter, Diane, came in and signed you up. Yes, she signed you up to go to this daycare Monday through Friday while she's at work. So she's going to be dropping you off, and then she'll pick you up in the evenings on her way home from work.
I don't know where you got that from. I don't know who told you that. Yeah, you got my daughter's name, and this is really freaking me out, you know, a little bit over here, Evan. Because I don't know why you know my name, you know my daughter's name. This is like...
The only reason I know you all's name, Miss Sharon, is because she came in and gave all the information, and she has paid for you to come to the adult daycare on a daily basis.
I hear you. Hey, Evan, you know what? You sound like a nice guy. You know what I mean? Like, you're smooth. You got a nice voice. You're you know, like, you know what to say. I don't know who the hell you are, though. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to no daycare center. I'm not going to a daycare center.
Okay,
I'm not going to see, because I'm fine. Just get that through your head. There's nothing wrong with me. I stay home. I got a dog. I walk the dog. I go grocery shopping. My daughter comes over. Everything's fine. I don't get no daycare center.
Okay. Well,
you understand what I'm saying, Evan?
Is there a reason why she would sign you up, ma'am? She must think she must be looking out for the best, you know, your health.
Let me ask you something. Are you single?
Am I what?
Are you single? Are you married?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm not coming to no daycare center, all right, Evan? Like, if you want to come to my house and you want to see how I live, you can.
I'm switching it up. Okay, I don't need to come to your home. I'm more concerned about making sure you're comfortable here at the adult daycare when you get here on Monday.
Yeah, I'm not coming there. That's it. I'm not coming there because there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not coming out of my house. But I'll tell you what, Evan. You, I don't know. Like, I like your voice. I just like your voice. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute, Miss Shane. How old are you? I'm 50.
50? You ever been with an 89-year-old lady?
Wow. Wow.
I'm 89, and you sound really nice. That's all. Like, at first I was scared of you. At first I was, I'll be honest. I was scared of you. And now I'm not. Like, I don't know why. I'm just not. You know what I mean? Like, you just sound nice. I don't know who you are, but...
Okay. So...
Will you be at the daycare center? Like you. Because I'd like to meet you.
I'll be at the daycare when you arrive on Monday, but I mean, Miss Sharon. I won't be able to...
I like that, Miss Sharon. That's nice. Go ahead.
Okay. So... Should I reach out to Diane about this?
Reach out to her.
Okay. Well, you're not going to...
Go ahead.
You're not going to come in Monday?
I might. I don't know. If you're
going to
be there, I just might.
But Sharon, it's not about me. It's about you coming in, and this is where you're going to be Monday through Friday from 10...
All right. Listen,
you know, there's other people your age here. There's a lot of ladies your age and a lot of men your age here.
I'm not into you.
Okay. I think it's a situation like your daughter doesn't want you to be by yourself.
Wait. Could I call you back?
Can you call me back?
Let me call you back in a couple of minutes. I'm on the and I got to pull my off of the thing.
This is the first this has ever happened to me. Okay, Miss Sharon, can I tell you who I am?
Evan.
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your daughter, Diane, got me to prank call you, but I promise you, you're different.
I promise you I'm different. You're related to Steve Harvey, like the guy on TV.
That's my
Get
uncle.
Get out of here. He is gorgeous. Evan, call me back, all right? Call me back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I love you.
Oh, my God.
Now you have it, folks.
All right, now
this great getting up Friday, all right? Mm-hmm. For this great getting up Friday in Huntsville tonight, Liberty Live Comedy Club. That's Huntsville, Alabama tonight. All right, hope y'all have a little bit more love than my co-workers here because they just...
We love you. No, we do.
It's so conditional, though. It really is.
No, it ain't. Get out of here.
It is. Y'all, I ain't gonna lie. All of y'all change. All y'all do, y'all change.
When do we change? When what?
Ain't nobody changed.
For who y'all used to be, y'all changed. That's
well, nice. You haven't.
You got a lot of nerve.
You're still the same. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.